Though they all express broad support for the IT reform plan put forward last year by Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra, a group of federal agency CIOs also talked about some of the challenges involved in reforming the way the federal government buys and manages federal IT in an AFCEA Bethesda discussion moderated by Federal News Radio's Francis Rose. Terry Takai, the new CIO at the Defense Department, says one of the biggest is the federal budgeting process and its mismatch with the technology lifecycle.
The 25-point plan does pick out some institutional constraints that are a challenge for us. And I found that somewhat in California state government. It has to do with things like the way our dollars are appropriated, where in fact, while we want to look at agile development, where we want to look at deliverables, the appropriation process wants to know, womb to tomb, how much is this going to cost? Absolutely. And that's a very difficult thing for us to say. It tends to start from a premise that IT projects are engineering projects, that they don't have the people dimension of how do you actually get them in and get them to work.
The 25-point plan calls for the use of revolving working capital funds to let agencies pool their budgetary resources and spend them more flexibly. Kundra says he's had what he calls positive discussions with members of Congress on that issue, but no legislation's been produced just yet. Another issue is a mismatch between the acquisition process and the technology lifecycle. That's an issue for Kenneth Reichart, the deputy CIO for Customs and Border Protection.
We've been struggling with the problems of contracting. So the fact of the matter is we move toward agile development. We do not have an agile contracting environment that allows us to do agile contracts as fast as we need to. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of things, especially as you go through, you know, the refinement and the development up through your critical design review, you don't know exactly what that's going to be. Once you finish CDR, you can cost them out and do the things. That's really what we'd like to be able to go to a fixed price, but you can't do that because you can't get things through contracting fast enough to handle those kind of things. Moving toward performance-based contracts and statements of objective as opposed to statements of work. So that's been the biggest change for us working with the contractors, is making that change to work focus on the outcome and how we need to get there as opposed to I'm going to build this system.
One large agency that already has uniquely broad budget discretion is the Department of Veterans Affairs. Because of that, Deputy CIO Stephen Warren says they were able to get a jump on rapid IT acquisition. He says their Transformation 21 Total Technology Program was designed from the beginning to provide agile development capabilities.
So we're targeting from when the requirement hits the street to award maximum 30 days, but the goal is 14. So this idea of how do you cycle, how do you bring the acquisition community in? So moving away from 120 to 180 days to get that relationship started, but it takes time to get the acquisition community to change that. So that aspect already underway. We're fortunate we had a running start at it.
In terms of culture within the IT organization, Warren says there's no operations organization in the department's charts. He says the VA Technology Group sees itself as a service delivery organization rather than a group of people who maintain black boxes. Reichart says that's the same attitude they're trying to build in CBP.
We're trying to change the culture. We sent 500 folks off to ITIL training to get that kind of understanding again and move things forward, the program management training. But it's really breaking things down so they stop building systems and start building services. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make that change to a SOA-based capabilities. Don't reinvent the wheel. Leverage a common infrastructure. Build applications, like not again entire systems. And we're getting more and more capabilities where we have to integrate with other components and other things. I share services with TSA and with Coast Guard and other folks, which makes for increased complexity. And so you have to do a better job of documenting, understanding the impact of those things and working together as partners rather than just everybody reinventing things themselves.
Takai says there's also some level of concern that vendors who've grown accustomed to the old way of doing the federal IT business aren't yet ready to change. She says industry may need some prodding to change the way they work with agencies.
I mean, me saying I want to do agile and yet the large integrators not having agile developers is a challenge. And I'm sure that for the large integrators, it's this challenge of, well, when are they going to move to agile, right? And when are they going to move away from sort of the laborious processes and the laborious acquisition processes that we've had in the past? It's not just a culture change. It's not just training for us. It's making sure that we can convince our partners that we are truly going to be going there. And then, you know, how are they going to get there to meet up?
But the VA's Warren says the key is to make sure everyone involved in an IT project, the business side, the technology side, the acquisition side, and the industry side on a given project, go through agile training together. His comment came in response to an audience question from a small business owner asking why a VA follow-on contract had taken 4 months to re-award after it expired. He acknowledged it was a valid complaint.
It's easy to point to, it's that community. They really suck. No, it really isn't. It's how do you get the comprehensive knowledge and experience and skill set of the team to move forward? I mean, I'll tell you, I've been in the federal government for 29 years. I have never met a person who came to work and said, today I'm going to make it hard. Right? Nobody does that. And so what things as leaders we need to do is we need to help them see that we support their efforts to drive to the right decision. We've got to basically inspire and lead them to draw upon their experiences and their knowledge to get to the outcome, which is customer-facing functionality as quick as we can.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.